This is The Record on KUOW with Marcy Silman. I'm Ross Reynolds. You'd like to think that when you go to a hospital or doctor's office, everything possible is being done to ensure that you don't get ill from being there.
But many Americans get sick and die just from being at the hospital. Lisa McGifford directs the Consumer Reports Safe Patient Project.
They've worked to get hospitals to report infection rates, and 27 states have passed legislation to ensure that happens. I asked her this morning why we should be concerned about a hospital visit.
Medical errors and infections are one of the leading causes of death in America, and we think that people need to be aware of that and have a heightened awareness about how to keep safe.
Lisa, why do we need to worry about that? I mean, there are trained professionals, doctors and nurses who run these facilities. Are you saying they're not doing their job?
Well, there are always things that happen in the healthcare setting, especially when you're talking about hospitals. They're pretty chaotic environments. There are a lot of trauma coming in and a lot of things going on at once. So healthcare workers are often distracted. But it's true that there are many preventive measures to things they can do to prevent harm and things they can do to prevent infections that are not done. Very simple things like cleaning their hands every time before they touch a patient. That doesn't always happen within the hospital setting.
So what should we do to protect ourselves when we go to the emergency room or the hospital?
Well, if you have a planned visit, you should prepare for that. You should keep a list of all the medications you're on. You should do some research about the procedures you're having done. And today, you can even do research on hospitals. You might be able to find some information about their infection rates or their quality of care on various websites that could inform you a little bit more about what to watch out for. One thing that we think is like critical when you go in the hospital, even if you go in an emergency, arrange for this as quickly as possible, to get a friend or a family member to come and be your advocate while you're there. I always think it's important for people to ask their caregivers, either in the hospital or their surgeons, for example, what are you going to do to keep me from getting an infection, to keep me from being the victim of some kind of medical error. And that puts it on that healthcare provider to tell you the processes they're going to go through to keep you safe.
I'm speaking to Lisa McGifford, who directs the Consumer Reports Safe Patient Project. And a lot of your work has been on getting hospitals to report their infection rates. And as you mentioned, that information is much more readily available. But what does it mean that a hospital has a higher infection rate than other hospitals? Should we avoid those hospitals?
Well, you might want to avoid those hospitals if they have an extremely high infection rate and if you have a choice to go to another facility. Much of the infection information we have is pretty limited, but it can give you an idea of, for example, how safe are they in taking care of patients in their critical care units or ICU units. And there is variation among the hospitals. We are seeing infections going down, and we know that most of these infections are preventable.
You know, I've noticed that at the clinic that I go to, there are signs in every exam room telling doctors to make sure to clean their hands before they do an investigation. And you mentioned that sometimes is not happening. Are health professionals getting better at that very basic level of infection prevention?
I don't think that I've seen any really good evidence that that is getting better. Typically, for decades, the studies have shown that doctors and nurses wash their hands about half the time in the hospital setting. But we do know that many hospitals and clinics are proactively promoting hand hygiene, because that is really the first defense against infections. Most bacteria is carried from the hand to the body or the hand to a wound, and that's how people get infections. So if your hospital has signs up, that might make it easier for you to ask, will you clean your hands? And don't let them say, I cleaned them before I came in the room. Ask them politely to clean them so you can see it.
Finally, Lisa, what does the Affordable Care Act do to improve hospital and clinic safety, if anything?
Well, there are a few things that the Affordable Care Act does with regard to creating more public reporting on safety issues, medical infections, and also tying some critical measures to payments. For example, the Affordable Care Act has required that the hospitals will be paid based on how well they prevent unnecessary readmissions. For example, that might be because of an infection or an error or releasing them too quickly. In the future, these payments will also be tied to their infection rates. And so we think that's a critical part of getting the attention of the leaders in hospitals, the CEOs and CFOs, to devote more resources and staff to preventing medical harm.
Are those regulations in effect now? Are hospitals required to do that now?
They are required to report many of these measures now, and in future years, those statistics will be tied to how they're paid. But today, there is a financial penalty for the hospitals that have the highest readmission rates.
Thanks so much for your time.
Okay, thank you.
That's Lisa McGifford. She directs the Consumer Reports Safe Patient Project. You're listening to The Record on KUOW.